Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm just the kind of person that's like, we have to be committed right away.
So I guess I know how you feel about a one-night stand.
But here's the thing.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date, baby. First date, I can't wait. First date.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. You know my guest today from her podcast, Trash Tuesday, Dollface on Hulu, her Comedy Central special, Hot for My Name, and soon as the star of the film, Drugstore June. Give it up for Esther Pavitsky.
Me? Yes.
First of all, you took your shoes off and you look like you have the tiniest feet on the planet.
Thank you. I do. I'm a size 5.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. I could be really big on OnlyFans one day if I wanted.
Show the bottoms of your feet or just sell your shoes. I feel like there's a market for that.
Thank you.
We're going to start off with some appetizer questions. Need a safe word? It doesn't look like you need a safe word, but.
Well, what do you, just because I'm already, my womb is full.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
You're very unsafe with safe words. So I don't know if we can trust you.
I had a couple unsafe months, but let me tell you, after this, I'm going to be really safe. I'm going to be so safe after this. I don't think we need a safe word, but like, I'll speak up, you know, if I don't feel safe.
Okay.
You seem like you're easy to tell, like, if I'm
just say no. I get it. I know how to set boundaries. Would you ever pay on a first date?
Oh man. Well, have I? Yes. Would I again? Honestly, men and women are not equal. Like I thought they were, and then I carried a baby so far for 7 months, and I'm like, we're not the same.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not paying on a first date anymore.
What do you think is the biggest red flag about a girl paying on the first date?
It's, I just think a guy should want to pay.
Yeah.
Like, you should want to buy me food. Like, for me, though, like, guys like watching me eat. Like, there is something sexual about that. And so I feel like that costs money. It should.
Like, yeah, that's it does. Not... There's like a mukbang. Isn't that what it's called? A mukbang?
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. But I have fully gone on first dates that were a literal Chinese special lunch where I still paid. I'm like, he even picked like the cheap date and then I still somehow like I became Daddy Warbucks. I don't know. I had a rough, my 20s were not like smooth. But now I have self-respect. Well, not after this, but...
You will. You'll have a best friend.
Yes. That's all this is for.
Do you feel like you're ready for motherhood?
Oh, what a question. You know, I have not given that one single thought. I'm not kidding. I'm so focused on how much I dislike pregnancy that I'm just pretty sure I'll always be pregnant and this is my new life. And I miss coffee and weed so much. I mean, I have some coffee, but it's not the same.
I didn't know you couldn't have coffee.
You can, but my acid reflux, don't I just look like I have acid reflux? It's so bad that it's like not worth it. But I want to get like high on coffee after this. Like I want to get like.
You want to binge.
I want to have like crazy anxiety and like start a business. Like the day after I give birth, I'm going to go nuts on coffee. I can't wait.
You should go to Vegas and go on like a coffee bender.
Oh my god. They do have really nice Starbucks in Vegas. I'm down.
Do you think it's kind of creepy when a single man has a cat as a pet?
I wish I didn't. But that's not my favorite thing in a guy.
Yeah.
But I also like, for me, my ideal guy would have no cat, no dog. no mom, no dad, no friends. Like, I don't want there to be anyone existing in your life who you already love. Like, I want to walk in and just take over. Like, a lot of times, so I've been with my fiance for like literally over a decade, and we'll be sitting on the couch and he'll be reading and I'll just be staring at him and I'll be like, so before you met me, were you just like so lonely, like waiting up at night by yourself? And he'll just look at me and be like, no, I was perfectly fine. He's like, I was fine. My life was totally fine before.
That's considered abuse. But that's crazy. You've been engaged for 10 years.
I've been engaged for 6 years, but we've been together for like honestly 12.
What's holding you back from doing the...
A lot, let me tell you. Well, I do talk about this in my stand-up, but it is real. Literally, it just has come down to like a technical like issue, which is that he wants a wedding and I don't. And his thing is like, I just want my family to be there. Like, he wants his family to, and I'm like, I don't even want you to be there though. So I don't know how we're gonna do this. And now that I'm pregnant though, my mom was like, first of all, now that I'm pregnant, my parents are being so shady. Like, we went home for the holidays and Dave, my fiance, came with, and we all went out to breakfast. And after breakfast, my dad was like, I saw the way Dave was buttering his pancakes and salting his eggs, and you need to get a life insurance policy on him. I was like, that's so dramatic. And like, that was the first little thing that they did. And then my mom was like, you know, if something happens to him and you're not married, I thought she was going to be like, you won't be able to make the decisions on pulling the plug. And she's like, you might not get all his money. I was like... Okay. And then I texted him and I was like, hey, maybe would you get married to me sometime in February? And he's like, yeah. But now he's leaving town for 6 weeks. So I don't know what.
Yeah, you're going to miss February. Well, do you think Valentine's Day is a scam?
Oh, I don't like Valentine's Day. Do you?
No.
Have you ever had a good one?
You know what Valentine's Day does is it just makes me have to do a lot of work.
What kind of work are you
like
doing?
Every Valentine's Day I've ever had, I cook, and I like, I
for
know
for a guy,
yeah, but I like cooking.
Okay,
but it's been like, I don't want to go to a restaurant because the crowds give me anxiety.
The service
tables
is bad.
Get pushed all together. I don't. No.
No. In my household, it's like, if it's no matter what the holiday, Mother's Day, whatever, you do it a different day. You can't go to restaurants. I'm Jewish. Like, we don't do crowds. We don't do like loud noises. Yeah.
So it's at home. And then I cook. And then I try to be cute about it.
Do you like dress sexy? Like, what do you do?
I only dress sexy like if it's the first year of a relationship.
Yeah.
And then it's pajamas full time. Full time at home. But I make extraordinary meals. I don't know.
I've never heard anyone be so confident. Like, I make extraordinary meals.
I do.
Like, that really hit me. Like, I'm affected by that confidence.
Like, I should have a cooking show.
Okay.
But
can
I'm busy.
I come over on Valentine's Day?
No, it's more work for me. But I'll teach you how to make some stuff. Do you have any bad tattoos?
Oh, this is such a sore subject. Okay. So a couple years ago, there was this company that I heard about that was like, we do temporary tattoos that are semi-permanent that last 6 to 9 months. And I was like, I was like, I've been waiting for this kind of commitment. Like, because I'm lazy, I wouldn't want to, like, I don't like putting makeup on every day, but I want something that like lasts like, you know, a while, but not forever. So I go, I get my, as a joke, I get my Trash Tuesday co-host name, Kalila, tattooed on my arm. And I love how it looks. I'm like, I get 3 more tattoos. And this was about 3 years ago. And I still literally have all of them. Like, it's like, I don't know, the ink is probably slowly absorbing into my unborn child right now. But yeah, so that was a lot. Like, I have them all. It's been 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So I do have tattoos, but like kind of against my will.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You weren't that committed to
it. And I wouldn't have gotten 4 in 2 months if I thought they'd stay forever.
Right.
It was also, to be fair, like the same time that I started weed for the first time. So I was just like going crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you didn't do it like on your face or something.
That would, yeah.
You know?
I would be a part of the class action lawsuit at that point. Yeah. But for now, I'm just like sitting on the sidelines. It's fine.
Yeah. But, well, are they on your arm? They're all on like your forearms?
Yeah, it's all words on my arms. This one is...
Same arm?
No, I think I have... Yeah, this one is My Pleasure, which was...
Oh, that's going away.
Yeah, that one's kind of fading.
And the one on your wrist is kind of fading.
That one was always kind of like that Sunset Boulevard, my favorite movie. This one... Sleepover Now Bye, because when I was little, me and my best friend, we would call each other and be like, come over now, bye, sleep over now, bye, and then hang up. And so then I just got that. That's like, why do I have a quote from when I was 8 on my arm? Like,
that
I'm a mommy now.
You. Yeah. You're whatever. Tatted up now. How do you feel about situationships?
So disturbed. So absolutely deeply disturbed that it makes my blood boil. It's not, no one's winning. It sucks. It makes me so sad. It's like, you better be my boyfriend after the first time we have a conversation. You better know you want to be my boyfriend. Like, and I'll give you a few days to tell me, but I need to know that you know.
Mean business.
Yeah. I'm so, but... I know that's my own personality flaw, like, because I'm just the kind of person that's like, we have to be committed right away. You have to be mine. I need to, like, own you right away, which is, again, that's not good. But that's just kind of how it has to be for me.
So I guess I know how you feel about a one-night stand.
But here's the thing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me say this. A one-night stand can still become boyfriend-girlfriend at the end of the night, hopefully.
At the end of the night? Like, right? If you handcuff him to the bed and you don't let him leave. Have you ever had a one-night stand?
Not necessarily. Like, I've had one-night sleepovers which again is also a red flag. Like, why did I stay over at the guy's house? We didn't even hook
up.
Well,
it's been ingrained in you.
Yeah.
To like sleep over?
Yeah, that's true. It's just, oh, yeah. But I once, before I moved to LA, this is so dark, went on a date. I went on a date with a guy who I met at my improv class.
Hot.
And I know. And I was so into him that like I just didn't leave his place. I was like, I'm just gonna sleep over.
Improvised your way to his house.
Yeah.
You took that really far.
Yeah. Yes, and constantly. And I slept over. He made no move. This is like always happens to me. I'm like, let's have a sleepover. And then the guy doesn't make a move. And then we did wake up in the middle of the night and made out, which is, it's like, okay, you needed to be 90% unconscious to kiss me. Okay. And what I remember doing is I left my socks there because I was like, he has to call. My socks are here. Never heard from him again.
No.
Until 5 years later, he called me one night randomly. And I was like, what is this? It was for a really weird reason that I won't get into, but I was just like.
And that was the last time you ever talked to him?
Yeah, but I'm so desperate and pathetic. Like, if I had never moved here, I just would have been waiting for him to ask me to marry him, and that probably would not have gone great.
Yeah. Well, someone has asked you to marry them now.
By force, but yeah.
So you forced it.
Well, I gently nudged it for 6 years. It's just I knew right away, and he took 6 years. Yeah. So.
We're going to get into some main course questions now. What do you think it's is really the perfect. Best way to trap a man?
Well, you're looking at it. This is really it. Like, I thought engagement, I thought boyfriend, girlfriend, moving in, like, you think that's secure? When you have their baby in you, you're the boss. I don't think he truly loved me until now. Like, this treatment is so much better. Like, he loves me now. I know it. And I'm addicted to this. Like, I hate pregnancy so much, but I really like being loved, receiving love for two. Like, I've been waiting for that my whole life.
Yeah.
And I would maybe consider doing it again just for that. But also, I probably can't. It's too hard.
You say that. Why is it hard? What's the worst part about it? We are deep into our, what is it called? Main course questions, by the way.
I'm very uncomfortable. First of all, the first trimester, that's like when most people get really sick. I was throwing up. I couldn't get out of bed. Like, it was just all those really classic life-stopping discomfort.
Right at the beginning?
Right at the beginning.
Damn.
Like, the second I tested positive, I just started to feel like yucky. And then a few weeks after that, I just became incapacitated. Then got a little better. Little known pregnancy symptom that no one talks about, probably because it's so disgusting. I have had a sour taste in my mouth for like the last 5 months. Let's just leave it at that. Also, I can't be sexual, which is so hard. Like, I had one orgasm at the very beginning of the pregnancy, and it made my uterus hurt. And so now I'm like scared. I just have sexual dreams, and that's like, that's where
you just high five your partner.
I can't even high five too long. Like, if I get turned on, I'm so screwed. So that's really been like, there's just a lot. I don't know. And I'm a selfish girly. This is really the first time I've had to put someone else's needs before my own. And it's not my favorite vibe.
Yeah.
I like when the plane goes down, like I will put my mask on first, you know, that's me. I have no issue. You don't have to tell me. I'll put mine on and then I'll put on the children. And so this is hard because the mask is on the child first while she's in me.
Yeah. Do you like bad boys or nice guys? What's your go-to?
You have to be somewhere in the middle, because if you're all bad, I can't control you at all. Mm. But if you're too nice, I can control you too much. And then it's going to get old quick. Like, that's what, like, my guy, it's like perfect because he is a nice person, but he does not tolerate any of my shit whatsoever, which I do get. Sometimes I'm like, ugh, why didn't I just get me a simp who would just do whatever I said?
You don't want a simp.
I guess not. But well, I dream about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes. I don't know. What about you?
I'm with you on it. It's got to be somewhere in the middle. Like, I like a guy who can, like, put his foot down, because that just, like,
yeah,
you know, like someone who's just like, hey, I don't like it when you do this.
I'll be yeah. Like, boundary.
You have an opinion
about me?
What?
You were thinking about me?
Yeah. Like, you think I care. That is fucking wild. And then I do. And then I find myself caring. And if I find myself caring about the way that a guy feels, then I think that's when I know I'm getting hooked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think the same works like the reverse, because sometimes people will be like, oh, like, guys want to carry your bags and help you. And I'm like, no, this is what I've discovered. Like, guys want you to be a slot machine, and they want to not know what you're going to need from them. So you have to, like, sometimes you're like, oh my God, I can't do anything. Open this jar. And then the next time you're like, I'm fine, I can do it myself. Like, you need to keep them guessing so that they sometimes feel needed, and then other times they're like, oh, I'm useless.
Yeah.
You gotta like trick them all the time.
Do you think that men really do love bitches?
Yeah. Did you read that book?
I did.
I loved that book.
I thought it was a great book.
It is a great book. I just told my sister to read it because she sucks at dating.
It helps.
It does help. I really like that book a lot. I was doing it really wrong before I read that book. Not that I'm like living that book out, but I can be a doormat. That's like, yeah. You know?
I had a problem before I read the book. I would do too much too soon.
Yeah. Like, that's why even that book is why when you said you cook on Valentine's Day, I was like, what? You can't do that.
But I've been in a relationship now for like 2 years.
Okay. Okay.
And we got together after Valentine's Day the first year. So this will be our main. No, this will be our second one. It'll be okay. Like 2.5 years.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's so funny. It's really not. Take it from me, the old pregnant lady sitting next to you. You know what you just reminded me, though? My first Valentine's Day with the father of my child. He got me a gift, and I think it's a good quality. I'm really honest. And so if I get a gift I don't like, I cannot fake it.
Really?
Like, no one I know gets me gifts anymore because they're all traumatized. But so our first Valentine's Day, and I'm not saying these qualities are good, you guys. I'm just being honest about how shitty I am. That's all. He got me a mug. I was like, are we downgrading to coworkers? Like, what does this gift mean? And in his defense, he would say that I had been drinking a lot of tea lately, and it did have like a little tea component. But there was something about receiving a mug that really triggered me. And I was just like, oh, you know when you get quiet?
Yeah.
That's what I did.
So I gasped because the worst gift I ever received was a mug. But I'm going to top your story.
Okay.
So mine was Christmas 1 year, and I got this guy this coffee machine because he loved coffee more than anyone I'd ever met. And I got him like a $1,500 crazy, what is it? Breville.
Barista Express.
Like, it was like the big one where it like grinds the coffee and yeah. It steams the milk. It was like,
that's a great gift.
I know.
I keep wanting to date you as this goes on and on.
Dude, I got this guy this coffee machine. I was so excited about it. I was like, he's going to flip over in his chair when he sees this.
Yeah,
well,
of course.
He gave me my gift. He was like, I want to give you your gift first. And I was like, okay. And it was small. Usually great things come in small packages.
Thank you for saying that. I'm 5 feet tall. I appreciate you.
Of course. 5 feet, size five foot. We're a lot of fives over here.
Yeah.
I opened this gift and it's a coffee mug with no handle that was handmade.
That's not even a mug.
And it was like a handheld. First of all, it's going to be so hot, it's going to burn my hand off. And second of all, I was like, that was my only gift. And it was this ugly pottery, handmade, dirt brown, like scratchy, awful mug. And it comes with a story that he tells me. And he goes, not only did I get you this handmade mug, but I bought it from this really, really talented model that I met on Instagram.
Oh,
and
I'm sick. I'm so sick. Oh my God.
I was like that. And I was like, I can't believe I'm hearing this story.
First of all, the fact that he called a model on Instagram talented is like, you're done. We're done.
Girl. And I go, well, how did you meet this girl? And he goes, well, she popped up on my Instagram page.
Ugh.
And so I DM'd her.
What?
And I went and I met up with her. And I handpicked out a handmade cup for you.
Okay, like, and where did you finish on her, you fuck? Like, that story sucks. Also, if you're you should never be honest that an Instagram model popped up on your page. Like,
I know.
You better hide that.
The guy was dumb as fuck.
That's true. It sounds like he would never get away with anything.
Our relationship ended severely quickly after this. I think it was 3 days later. And I was with this guy for like a year. And he opened his present.
When what?
I took it back.
Yes.
I was like, you are not getting this gift because I refuse to put my shitty little handmade model's coffee mug into the $1,500 coffee machine that I got you. And I just straight up like bitched it out. And I was like, did you get me anything else or is this like it? And he's like, I thought you would have been more appreciative. And I was like, well, you thought wrong, dude. And I'm taking that gift back. And I took it back. And 3 days later, it was over.
I'm really glad that you called it out and you weren't just like, because to me, my worst fear in that situation would be that you just are like, okay, I guess it's fine. Like, thanks so much. I love my mug.
I would have rather had a mug from Zazzle that had like some custom. I'm just saying, but to go into the story that it was like this model that he met and DM'd and had like a weird affair behind my back and then like gave me something so that I wouldn't think anything of it. And I'm like, oh, well, he got me a gift. Like he couldn't have fucked her. Like, no. Right. So I was so angry. I was. And I know when I get so mad about something like that, I never let it go. And I'm like, I'll never get past this.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I hope he fucked her.
Me too.
I mean, otherwise he's...
Why else would he support her business?
Yeah.
Like, that's... Yeah.
No. It didn't work well for me.
Good for you for getting out.
Thank you.
Do you have the coffee machine still?
No, I returned it.
Oh, even better.
No, I took it straight back to Bed Bath & Beyond. Wow. And they were like, was there any problem with this? And I'm like, the guy I gave it to. I don't want this. Just gave it straight the fuck back. I have a question. What do you do if you're on a date and your date tells you your breath stinks?
Well, this has happened. So I can answer in the real.
Why did I just see the light leave your eyes?
It's coming back. Hold on, I'm coming too. The baby might not be okay. I used to date a guy who, when I came over to his place, he would take me to the bathroom and he would brush my tongue before we kissed.
Your tongue?
My tongue. And I know it sounds really dark and really sad, but I'd be lying if I didn't say I got off to it a little bit.
Oh, really? Did he gag you a little?
No, it wasn't even like that. Oh. It was more just I felt like a little puppy dog who was being groomed. I do like being treated like a dog a little. Like I have, whatever. We'll get to that next time. But here's the thing. I don't know what it is. Sometimes my breath is just not that good. I believe it's really the problem is coming from the inside and that it's not an oral hygiene problem. But yes, he would scrape my tongue and then we would kiss. And I was fine with that. I can handle. I'm tough. You know, I'm really tough. So, yeah. And also, like in my relationship now, a lot of times his breath will not be good. And it's so funny. It makes me laugh every time because every time I'm like, your breath is not good. He just looks at me and goes, neither is yours. And I'm like, okay, well, at least we're meant to be.
Yeah.
So I can handle that conversation.
Yeah.
It happens a lot. In fact, a guy I used to date who now lives here in Austin as well, he used to tell me my breath smelled like an antique bookstore.
Oh.
Yeah, it was cute. We were flirting.
Yeah.
It was flirting.
Antique bookstore.
Not a good smell.
I can smell it from here. Think, not your breath, yeah. But an antique bookstore is something I will always...
You like, know what it is.
You know what a book smells
an
like.
An old book.
An old book.
Yeah.
And the pages, when they like flip through it, like you know you're about to read something by Charles Dickens.
Yeah.
It's like...
Or you're about to make out with me. One of those.
Do you believe in astrology?
No. I think I'm... smart enough to not. I think I got that gene of intelligence.
Yeah.
But it's play pretend. I love that. You know, I love to play pretend.
Has any guy like that you've ever dated been a little bit of a spiritual.
If they are, it's red flag. We're done. It's like that's a woman's game.
That's like getting handed a handmade coffee cup by a model.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. I don't like when guys are too spiritually. I don't like when they spend money on themselves. I don't like when they look in the mirror at themselves. You know what I really don't like is I don't like when a man knows how to order at Starbucks. I'm like, when I go with my man to Starbucks, he is so lost and confused. And that's hot to me. Like, I think only a 16-year-old girl should really know the menu at Starbucks well. Like, I don't want an adult man to know what a refresher is. Like, that makes me so uncomfortable. I don't. Like, a true man should get his coffee at the bank. Just, like, black, hot, bitter. That's where men should get coffee. Free coffee at the bank. That's masculinity to me. I'm easy.
What's your ideal date night? In the beginning.
Oh, in the beginning?
I knew that was going to change things.
I am like the, unfortunately, I wish I was the girl that's like, I'm a high value woman and you better take me out. No, I want to just like, maybe we eat something, go home, watch some TV, you know, maybe it's like you hook up. And then, like, a late-night Taco Bell.
Okay.
Like, a really great date ends with, like, the post-sexual Taco Bell.
Okay. So, for my dessert question, what is the sweetest thing anyone has ever done for you, besides giving you a best friend?
You know, anytime, like, someone puts a little bit of thought into something and it just kind of hits... Like when we first started dating, the guy I'm with now, I was doing a solo podcast and I did an episode with this comedian, Eliza Schlesinger, and we're both like basic, you know, girls. And we were talking about Yankee candles and how we love them all. And then one night, this was like 3 months into dating, I came to his place and he had this box of the Yankee candles. And I was like, you listen to my podcast? And then you like went out and bought me something that just like crushed me. Like it crumbled me in like the best way.
Yeah.
And I feel like he can never top that. It's been 12 years and he has certainly not topped it. So, yeah. So I just have that one early memory to hold on to get me through.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you'll be holding on to it for a lifetime.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Well, where can people find you?
Well, I have a movie coming out, in theaters February 23rd. It's called Drugstore June. And then it'll be in New York and LA February 23rd. And then March 1st, we're expanding cities and it's starring me, Bobby Lee. We've got Trevor Wallace, Miss Pat, like a lot, Hailey Joel Osment, Miranda Cosgrove. It's a really great cast. And it's basically a movie about my obsession with my ex-boyfriend, which is true, which I'm really actually glad we didn't talk about that today because I think he needs a break.
Damn it.
And yeah, it's called Drugstore June. And you can see where the theaters are playing at drugstorejune.com. And then I host a podcast with Kalila and Annie Letterman called Trash Tuesday. So that comes out every Tuesday on YouTube.
Did you write this movie?
I did. I wrote it with my friend Nick Goosen and he directed it. And he actually directed the movie Grandma's Boy, which is like a big cult movie.
Oh my goodness, cool.
Yeah, so it's like, and it's a weird, and my favorite thing about it, which I think like podcast fans will like, is every person you see on screen, like if you're in the know in comedy, like you will recognize them, which is fun. Yeah. Like, I like that. I like to, you know.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I cannot wait to see it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on my show.
Thank you so much for having me, Lauren. This was so fun.
Of course. I can't wait to have you back.
Yay. I'll see you guys soon.
Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?
Just say you're ready.
Delete my number.